Voilà pour ce petit témoignage d'Elena sur sa recherche, et qui met bien en jeu cette question du corps dont on a déjà parlé les jours précédents, mais on voit bien que cette question du corps, elle ne se pose pas que sur le plateau, mais aussi dans ces espaces de transition tels que les a nommés Elena. Et que cette question de se déplacer, elle n'est pas si simple. Et que c'est aussi pour ça qu'on a appelé la table ronde qui suit, circulation et frontières, pour en discuter. Donc je vais donc appeler les participants. Donc Stéphane Segreto-Aguilar qui va modérer cette table ronde, Véronica Stefanova, Roman Muller et Antonia Kuzmanic qui vont donc discuter ensemble et avec vous bien sûr de ces questions-là à partir de leurs différents points de vue. Et la table ronde sera en anglais pour nos collègues francophones. Je vais vous redonner le micro.
Merci. Bonjour, hello everybody. You're awake? Yes, almost. Okay. So thank you, Jean Talon Cirque Europe, Circus Next, for this opportunity and for creating this safe space of discussion. Because it's really important to say it again that this is a safe space and we're not going to be judging or be judged, even though it's recorded, but that's another issue. Thank you, La Villette, also for hosting us. And I'm going to go straight into the matter. So the idea of this roundtable is to explore the relationship between circulation, plural, and, which is going to be my left hand always, and the exchange of knowledge and know-how, which is going to be my right hand over here. This is the main objective, of course, but there are going to be some secondary objectives. The first one is that even though we are going to try to be as much conceptual as we can, each time we're going to try to bring some very practical, concrete examples from our personal, professional stories and backgrounds. We're not going to try to look pretty, because I think that circulation, because we are, of course, so we don't need to, but because circulation is messy, and it's confusing, and it's not a problem. We are okay with it. So if by the end of the session you feel dizzy, we're going to be happy with that. And how are we going to do this? We're going to have a conversation. And we're going to assume that this conversation for the first hour stays between ourselves, and actually there are people listening, but we're going to, you know, just forget about that part. And we're going to assume that if it's interesting for ourselves, and if we're going to enjoy ourselves to a certain extent, it's going to be interesting also and meaningful for you. And at the end of this roundtable, there's going to be some Q&A time for everybody. Of course, the conversation started yesterday already, because we met last night when it was raining cats and dogs. There was a very dramatic sky at La Villette. We were drinking beers. So now we're drinking water and we're in the black box. So I don't know the results of this conversation right now, but it's going to be different a little bit. And since we're in France and there is a large tendency to just talk, we decided to structure a little bit our conversation. And the idea is that we're going to go through five chapters. The first two chapters are really about before and during the circulation. And they are interesting, but they are not so interesting. Yeah, they're less interesting than the other three. So we're going to try to go a bit faster with these two chapters. And the other three chapters are as soon as you are transformed by the circulation, and we're going to clarify that later on. And how can you share this, and how can you advocate for mobility, for further mobility? And it's going to be tough, so I don't know how it's going to end, but I'm confident with the, you know, our esteemed colleagues here. The order that I've just given you of these chapters, it's purely a construct. It's artificial. It's just a way, it's a tool to give us a rhythm for the conversation. And now that I've laid out all the methodology and the introduction, I can start to introduce everybody. So, Veronica, you work for Circeon, which is an umbrella organization in Prague, working for the development and structuring of contemporary circus. You are responsible for the research documentation department. You hold a thesis on theater studies. You are specialized in contemporary circus, and you are a performing arts critic, but you're not a translator.
No.
Okay. That's just a private joke. And then Antonia. So Antonia, you are artistic director of Room 100 and of Hala 100, which is the first contemporary circus residency center to have been created in Croatia and to a larger extent in ex-Yugoslavia. It was created in 2015. You were a laureate of Jean Talon Cirque Europe in 2009 and 10. And you were a jury member and co-president in 13 and 14. Good. And then we have Roman. So Roman, you're a juggler. You founded your company called Trespass. You created a festival called the Cirque Apostrophe in Aarau, Switzerland. You were a Jean Talon Cirque laureate in 2003 and 4, and a jury member in 2015 and 16. And your new piece, Müller, it's gonna be, no? It's not, yeah, I can't tell. Okay. It's going to be created in 2018. Good. And I am Stefan. And I am. I work for Arsena, which is the National Resource Center for Circus Arts, Street Arts, and Theater, based in Paris. I'm in charge of international relations. And I coordinate Circus Strada Network, which is the European Network for Circus Arts and Street Arts. And we just got the money from the European Union, so we're very happy. Woo! So, having said that, and you're all members of Circo Strada. Ta-da! Self-marketing, done. Okay, first chapter, it's very humbly titled, To Go or Not To Go. And so, basically, what I'm asking you right now is to really close your eyes, go back to your memory lane and tell me, how did you lose your mobility virginity? Don't be shy. It's only recorded on live TV.
There's nothing I could feel shy for concerning this question, because it feels like it has never been a question for me to ask me to go or not, because before and now, it feels like there's no not. But I'm this situation of my life that I don't have to ask myself, but maybe one day there will be. I will have to ask, should I go or should I stay? Mm-hmm. Should I stay or should I go? Well, when I lost my mobility virginity, or how you said that, it was at the university when I started studying my bachelor, and I felt like my dream came true because I always wanted to travel to learn. Because it feels like if I want to learn something about life, about the subject I'm studying, I have to travel. I don't want to look unthankful for my country, but it still feels like I can't learn everything I want in my country. So it happens in 2004, 2005, I went to France to study. And there I realized there's something like contemporary circus. And I said, wow, that would be nice to study it more. So when I studied my master, I decided to go to France again, to Paris. And it happened here, in this place, in La Villette in 2008, when Fresh Circus, the first edition of Fresh Circus happened. I met Šárka Maršíková, who is the director of Circeon. So our friendship started here in France during our circulation, where we were searching for circus, for new contacts. And it began there, 2008, there, here. So that's how it happened.
That's amazing. We didn't plan this, really. I didn't know she was going to say that.
So coming and still living from Croatia, The idea of having to move came very quickly. I was discovering circus skills with my colleague alone, so we didn't go to a circus school. We were self-educated, and we were first working as a street artist. So after a touristic season in Croatia, if we want to survive, we had to move. So we go to Italy, Germany, Austria just to perform. But during that whole period, we were talking about not being happy as only a street artist, feeling like an animal in a cage. And I'm shy, so it's not nice. So we try to, we start speaking about contemporary circus performance in a theater, in an indoor venue. And then what happened that I discovered Circus Next, and it was Gental and Cirque Europe. And this is not a marketing, it just happened. So I knew that we need visibility because being a contemporary circus artist in 2009 in Croatia doesn't mean anything to anybody. So I know that we need visibility and that we need funding. And then a friend of mine, Ivan, from a new circus festival in Zagreb, sent me a link with this call for application. And then in 2 months, we apply with a project that was already written in our minds. So yeah, 2009 and 10 was the year that I really know and decided that if we want to continue working as a circus artist based in Croatia, that we have to move and to explore Europe.
I never had so much the question about should I go. It was more a question of if I'm curious in something, and then the going was kind of a consequence of it. But also to go is also inside something like, where are you from? So basically, I was born in a small village in Switzerland, and my father made cheese, and I had absolutely no connection to circus or arts or cultural milieu. And somehow, if you start to go somewhere, you don't know where it leads, and sometimes I'm also wondering where it leads, or where this way from the first step you take without knowing where it brings you, like sitting here. Mm-hmm. And the first really going away was actually not related to art or circus. It was just when I was 18, I met somebody, and half a year later, I was for half a year in Africa. So just completely away. And when I came back, I was really lost. But that was the step then when something opened.
And we are talking about circulations here geographically. Your three examples are geographically. Circulation, the way we started discussing yesterday also, it's also the going from one state or one stage to another. So it can be geographical, it can be symbolical, it can be, you know, emotional, intellectual. So do you have also a recollection of this type of mobility? I know it's a tricky question, but we just saw Elena. She's talking about mobility, and she just sent a video, and the digital mobility, just one very visible example. But for instance, when you, how do you say, it's linked with the other point of transformation, but how do you change without going necessarily abroad? Does it happen to you?
The changing...
You know, the example, yeah. I was giving you yesterday, there are these two Swiss, yeah, writers. There is Nicolas, yeah, Bouvier, who travels the world and writes this amazing book. And then there is Charles-Albert Sangria, who's more a musician, but writes about traveling. And he's just using his bike around the neighborhood. And both of them are describing the world. Mm-hmm. But one is just taking is Fiat Topolino from Genève to Tabriz, and the other one is just biking around the block. But both of them are the same.
For me, it's hard to imagine to write about something that I not experience myself by my body. I usually use this term embodiment, as Erika Fischer-Lichte, the German theater theorist, used. Like, I have to embody the experience myself. So for me, it's hard to write, talk, teach about something I haven't experienced myself in that place or with that person, with that idea. So I would like to really embody, to feel the ideas by the person, by myself. So that's why I try to force myself always to travel. Sometimes it's exhausting, it's not easy, but I'm more for that. Digital circulation, for example, as we saw a few minutes ago, yes, it's possible, but it's not 100% for me. I would always try. Well, now I'm saying, I don't know how about in 20 years. Yes, but now I'm saying I will always try to go personally, if it's possible.
Mm-hmm. And my question is not, we should do digital or we should do physical. It's just, you know, it's an open question about these several methods of doing
this, being around, it's somehow also being everywhere and nowhere. And there's also traveling inside. I made one part in my life when I did Scuola Teatro Dimitri. It was a really small place. It was a bit in the mountains. So it's the opposite of traveling and meeting other people. But it's kind of place to meet yourself. Mm-hmm. Or like traveling inside you. It's also kind of traveling. And I think that was a really important part for then also as an artist. And sometimes I think it's a bit struggling to be too far away from yourself with this all this travel, to lose this connection. Mm-hmm. And this is a bit in connection with the thing we heard also about traveling, this kind of being always in a transition. But sometimes nothing stable inside, or to find that point of stability inside, the point of a point of solid.
This is something that I discussed very often with Croatian circus artists, because I don't think they travel enough. There is not many circus artists in Croatia, but those likes to remain in the Croatia, and sometimes they have a feeling that are very important in their little village, in a way. And I always told them that having this opportunity today, that you can look on YouTube how to bend yourself, how to do one arm handstand, is not the same sensation as going on a workshop and meeting a person alive and talking with them and exchanging in a venue, not on Instagram or Facebook. And what in the previous lecture we have, what I'm trying to tell them, that there are many opportunities because of Croatian economic situation. I know it's not hard and it's not easy to travel in Europe when you are coming from Croatia, but I think there are really nice opportunities for Croatian circus artists to really travel and exchange, because I think it's going to impact them much more than if you are staying in your own town and your own country and doing all that in a digital kind of way.
I agree, and I'm just going to point out two things. First, this is not a therapy session, even though it looks like, but it's because therapy, it's not free, so you should pay. And the other point is, and I'm asking the question, but I'm leaving it open, not to be discussed further on, is that are we having this type of reasoning because we are born, all of us, after the digital shift? Because if you're born within... yes,
I'm
you are
within.
Roman. we were born before, and so we experienced. You know, I was playing with Lego, and then I started playing with Nintendo. I wasn't just born with everything. So maybe for people who are born within the digital shift, it's a different way of analyzing what's happening. But I'm just putting it out there, and so we can move on to our second chapter. So let's assume that you go. Let's assume that you are there, if it's physical or not. And who are you when you are there? I mean, we had this slightly same point raised by Marie when she was saying about Indonesia, that Indonesia is such a diverse country that when you represent a country, who do you really represent? And here we are talking about mobility, and I'm saying Veronica, Czech Republic, you're Croatia, you're Switzerland, but who do you bring, which part of you, since we're using also a language that is not our own, we all speak this broken international English, so what do you bring when you try to connect with fellow colleagues, with fellow artists, in order to have a new relationship, to create projects?
Yeah, you said it's not therapy, so I don't want to use this cliche words, but first there must be the excitement. That's what has always worked for me. When I'm excited for something, for the topic, project, it's easier to meet the people. But you were asking how do we connect with them and who do we represent? It's always big responsibility for me, or I feel I'm responsible once I go abroad. I do represent not only myself, that would be quite selfish. There are people like that, and I don't like to meet those people who are representing only themselves. You represent the whole community of circus arts, for example. And I must be always aware of that, even I don't like some of the shows or some of the research projects. I always must be very responsible. So that's how I feel meeting other people, other projects. And when you have this self-awareness of what you do, what you say, using the foreign language, of course, French or English, and sometimes I feel like speaking French is different, speaking French about the projects and at the meetings is different than speaking in English. So, but hard to explain. Mm-hmm. Where is the difference? So that's what I wanted to say. Be excited and to be responsible and to be aware of what you are representing. To have the knowledge you are bringing from your place, from your community to another.
Okay. And what about you too? Because you have this double casket. So you're both artist and, you know, /... So if you're talking from one perspective, please specify it. Or can you specify from which perspective are you talking from? Or can you shift from one to the other? How does it work?
For me, it's I'm both. Mm-hmm. And I want to be both in any kind of situations. Because I think, because I'm an artist still performing, and I'm also professional, because I'm building that residency place in Split and inviting international artists, trying to educate students, public cultural workers and policymakers. So I'm always trying to remain in both personalities, because I think being a professional with an artist background, it gives me something extra. And I think it's easier for an artist to speak with me when they know that I'm also an artist. And that's what I'm trying always to keep, especially in France, abroad. In Croatia, it's different because we don't have lots of performing opportunities in Croatia. So actually just few people saw me on the stage in Croatia, even my friends. So they mostly know me as a professional working in the field. And when I'm speaking with, unfortunately, when I'm speaking with the policymakers, I remain just professional, because being an artist in Croatia is not a good thing. It's like hippies and
so whatever. I can resume that being both is better for you in order to share knowledge and know-how and information and sharing all you know with other people, it's much easier, much successful if you are being both of your roles at the same time.
Yeah, I'm always in two roles, but only when I'm speaking to policymakers, I'm just professional, because then they value my opinion much more than if I approach as an artist, because that are like my cuckoo ideas.
Okay, I see. So what about you, Roman? And keep in mind also the idea of sharing knowledge and know-how.
I connect a bit there.
Sure, definitely.
This being both, I found quite difficult. It's somehow really different, or it feels really different. And as an artist, it's like for me much more being somehow closed and not taking everything from outside or watching everywhere around and having not too much knowledge also. And the opposite of that, as directing the festival, you go around and see, so, and also kind of judging. Or you fall into this thing, and to come back as an artist or creating, it's like trying to take off the head and put it aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sometimes hard to go from one role. Mm-hmm. Just being in one role, especially when you're creating and you need to forget everything that you saw, like visiting different festivals, and you want to be just in your creative state of mind. Mm-hmm. I find it also very difficult sometimes just to forget all administrative things I need to do and just to create and be on the stage.
Mm-hmm. And then there is also this kind of written of how much do you adapt to the different circumstances. So for creating the festival, I have to talk to people with different backgrounds. And sometimes also to this traveling in the scene, contemporary circus, somehow I have the feeling we don't meet actually so many different people. It's kind also of a bubble. We go around in a bubble with the same kind of views also. And there you have to meet people there with really other knowledge or their understanding or what they want. So there, I adapt what I have to say or which information also. As an artist, I don't adapt. So, kind of works. Example, when we made the circus next, we created Le Cercle, a one-hour piece, the duo Diabolo with the double bass player. And at the same time, we created an act, a 7-minute act. So, and a couple of years later, it was a nice week, also in terms of traveling somehow. First, we paid the act, was invited in Monte Carlo, really super traditional thing. And a couple of days later, not far from them, à la Seine-sur-Mer, we performed Le Cercle. And somehow, watched from outside, it's super different. But the feeling inside, or how do you work, because we didn't change, because it's another circumstance, or they want to see maybe other things in Monte Carlo, because I didn't care what it's the work that was there, and this connection. So, and it was really not adapting to this. So this is somehow really different, being artist or being more from this outside.
And if I can add a couple of points to the discussion, for me there is also a question of the frontier between, like we said yesterday, from the public space and the private space, which is very thin in these kind of circumstances. And the fact that I'm really talking for myself, but I have a tendency to engage with people who are similar to me, who have the same value system, who have the same references. It's much easier and much immediate, and it's so much harder to do it with somebody who's completely off the grid, because I don't find the point to attach. And so then how can we share if it's already complicated to find a common you know, common ground to actually meet. And for me, it's a frustration that I have often. Do you want to add something, or can we move to the... Yeah? Sure.
It's the bubble.
Yeah, it's about...
The experience now that I make is also a bit going back with the creating the festival in the place where yep. I'm more or less coming from. So, and it's also, I start also to realize what it meant to be 20 years everywhere and nowhere. Mm-hmm. And so I had also a bit the goal to not work with the people that I worked before because it was regionally or geographically exploded in everywhere. So I tried also to find the people on place mm-hmm. to work with them because also they have another different point of view or they see things different. And I think this is super important. It takes more time to get a view or a vision together. But I think it's important, or it was a chance for me that I think now was a good decision to not have be surrounded by always the same opinions.
Completely. We're going to go back to this point when we reach chapter 4. but coming to chapter 3, the metaphor, it's to be transformed by mobility. The metaphor I used yesterday to describe the conceptual blah blah that I wrote, it was the idea that mobility and circulation are such a fleeting moment and they happen so fast and so often that it's basically just dust running around yourself. And how can you grasp all this dust and transform it into a stone that you can carry within yourself? You know, can you hold on to it? Because I have the impression that often we, like again, like Elena was saying, you go from one airport to a creation center, you perform, you get out, you perform 200 times, so you're exhausted, you don't know where you are, you rent your own apartment on Airbnb because that's the only way you can pay it because you don't actually live there. I'm sorry, I'm talking too fast. So how do you actually hold on to it? And can you... Do you do it, or it just it's more organic for you? It's just, you know, you move around this dust, and eventually you keep moving with the dust.
Hard question. So for me, like all the things that I experienced during the traveling, the main reason why I do it because I still live in Croatia, and the traveling and all the mobility recharge my batteries. So when I come back to Croatia, I have an energy and a will to work still in Croatia and to try to change something. So the next generations of circus artists have a better condition that I had when I was starting 8 years ago. Most of the times what I experience, what I listen here, I cannot really transfer to Croatia to have similar projects because there are not the same conditions to work on the cultural projects regarding contemporary circus. But in a way, I try to be influenced by it and try to find a way how to put it in the daily routines and project activities of my group and my students. And I try to find a way to fund the contemporary circus in Croatia because with this strange political situation when the right party is getting stronger, I think I need to find a way to fund the contemporary circus in another way, maybe as a creative hub thing, because it's becoming more popular in Croatia and they are going to fund it. So just to use everything that I hear to give me energy enough to trick Croatian policymakers and to be able to fund the contemporary circus in Croatia. And of course, when you speak about European projects, they are very happy to bring European money in Croatia. So.
And Veronica, you were saying about, you used the word embodiment, so can you...
Enlarge yeah. the topic. When we are talking about circulation and going out, I'm doing it because I know I will come back. So when Elena was talking that artists, they don't even know if they have home or where is their home, I know it. I'm not an artist. I'm a researcher that is traveling to go back and bring what I experience embodied abroad back. But how to this embodiment translate to another one? Well, I have the chance to do it, well, maybe easily, because I write and I spread the information like that. I mean, being a journalist, it gives me the chance to talk about it, to write about it, to do reports for the radio, so to spread the knowledge in a funny or interesting way, so more people, not only the academic people or researchers, understand it. So that's the reason why to circulate, to come back. So that's the different point of being a researcher or a journalist than being an artist. And I hope, I believe in that those articles, maybe in another 5 or 10 years, will still be there, so people could inspire from that or can feel the transformation of it, I mean, of the situation that is based in the article. So, I mean, this is the way I translate the embodiment, mm-hmm. transform it into the message.
And you share knowledge because you create resources.
As well, I share it like that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Roman, do you want to add something?
It becomes also harder when you get older, I think, this going away and coming back. When I was young, there was no, you just go. Somehow, and you take the thing in video. And now it's a bit also a bit of transition. So if you're always around, you're also not integrated somewhere. And now because I'm more working also local, I start to be integrated, so it becomes also harder to go away. But at the same time, after 20 years, you're not used to be integrated. So it becomes also strange sometimes. And then it's also really nice to go, to leave again. So I think it's quite hard to way from this kind of life to get settled more.
So do you're constantly fighting and finding a new balance? From going and saying?
Yeah, it's like finding this balance, yeah, or... Mm. To get used also to the sensation or how it feels to be on one place.
And the next chapter is really connected to this one, because once, for me, as you were saying, once you're transformed, how do you share this with your local context, whatever it may be? And the three of you are, you know, representative of, you know, when I think about Prague, I always think about Cirkeon, I think of you and Sharka, and same goes with Croatia and Split, same goes with Switzerland and Aarau. For me, you are the reference in your own context for contemporary circus. And so how the fact that you are benefiting because you are connected and from this mobility and circulations, geographical, symbolical knowledge, etc., and so on, how can you actually have your team, your context, profiting positively and constructively from this? You gave us an example about your writing articles. I reorganized at Circo Suada a research trip in Japan in December, and it took me 5 months to write an article. And I was very frustrated. And when I read the article, I was... again, very much frustrated, because the energy and the amount of the quality of the experience that we shared during the trip was so high. And then you read the article, and yes, it's interesting, but it doesn't compare, and I feel that I'm lacking sometimes the means, not only the time, but the means to actually share the experience.
Concerning the time of transformation and the time when you get your first feedback after what you did, after all the things you did, you build up the library from nothing. That's what we did in Cerkeon. You try to invite people to read the books, to read the articles, just to spend time and get more knowledge you brought from abroad. And actually, I started to think about, do I really need to feel like satisfaction? Sometimes it's enough for me that one person write me an email, can I come to the library and study your documents? It doesn't necessarily need to be 100 of students or 100 of young artists coming into our library or research center to get some knowledge or to ask me question, what should I do if I would like to, for example, work on this topic. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. And it's enough for me because I still believe it will be five next year, maybe 15 another year. So I believe that step by step, that's what I realize by traveling and circulating and meeting other researchers and librarians and journalists. It takes time, but it worth it because, well, I started in 2008 and in 2012 we had our library. So maybe, yeah, 4 years is the time. Maybe next time it will be 2 years. So, yeah. We have to be patient, that's mm-hmm. what I say. It's difficult, I'm not. I'm learning to be. I'm that kind of person, very dynamic, that needs everything now. But this circulation taught me to be patient.
So I think the local community benefits from me being abroad and performing and circulating around as a professional is the residency place, because we make a decision ourselves that we want to, if we are going to stay in Croatia and live there, that we are going to give something to the community and that we are going to try to build a new circus, contemporary circus generation of artists in Split in Croatia. Split is a small city, so we have like 20 students. I think it's a huge number that so many people are interested in contemporary circus. And in a way, how we transform everything to them and is that we are speaking a lot. So we are really trying to explain them, and maybe it's funny to hear to you, but it's to be a professional circus artist in Croatia is really strange, and most of the people doesn't know that there is a possibility to be there. There is also a huge difference between Croatia and France. For example, that we don't have a developed contemporary dance scene yet. So you can imagine how far we are with the contemporary circus art. So we are trying really to speak with them. Even this, when I were leaving, I didn't say I'm going to Paris. That's it. Then I explain why I'm going to Paris and what is this conference about, because I'm postponing their classes. In a way, they need to know. But I really want to give them all the knowledge I have about the scene when they are still in Croatia and not being able to go abroad and maybe to tour and everything. Then I'm bringing international artists in Split in Croatia, and then artists are there for them. Like, unfortunately, artists have to speak with them and to hang out, have a formal and informal kind of meetings, because I really want to create an atmosphere that being a contemporary circus artist is a normal decision in life and that is a possible career. So, and then we have different kind of project activities. We have a work in progress presentation, artists speak with the audience, of course, because I'm trying to build audience, because audience in Croatia is not used to contemporary art at all because of all the programming and producing done by national theaters. So I'm also trying to build audience. We also have like a circus movie nights We just watch different circus movies, and or we watch footages of different performances, because they are not going to have opportunity to see most of the performances in Croatia, so they are at least watching it on the big screen. Yes, so I'm really trying to speak about it, and what is interesting that media in Croatia really like us, and they are following us, and there is a lot of articles and video footage is done about our work. So the media is also helping just to spread the word why I'm going away, where I'm going, and how much I'm going to stay, what I'm going to do, and stuff like that.
You're a star.
No.
Concerning it is talking and meeting people, that's a great tool to motivate other people maybe to start to circulate, because the transformation I went through by traveling, circulating, transformed me, changed me. And when I'm teaching, for example, my students at the Academy of Performing Arts, when I teach about contemporary circus history and theory and stuff like that, it seems like this very young generation of young artists, dancers, physical theater actors, maybe future artists, feels like they don't feel like travel. They feel like it's good here. Now we have this social media, we have all these digital tools. Why would I travel? I have everything here in Prague. And I feel like, no, this is international art. You have to travel, you have to embody, and then please come back and bring your knowledge and bring your experience back.
So how do you convince them?
Well, I'm excited. I tell them my experience from abroad, from Montreal, where I spent time, from France, where I studied, mm-hmm. where I saw festivals, went to the conference, met the artists, interviewed artists. I'm giving them real examples. I'm showing them pictures, videos, and I can see in their faces like, wow, she's so excited about it, and all these things there I have known before, maybe that could be interesting. But I always tell them, please come back, because we need you back. We need your generation back experience, so we can transform it into your Czech experience, to like make a fusion mm-hmm. of it.
Thank you.
So the transformation, or what can you bring back?
You were already talking about it before, so. Yeah. No, sorry.
Now I'm lost. what I can bring, or how to tell.
Yeah.
To tell, I think it's quite hard. Through action, somehow it's easier. And the advantage of also being for a long time away is not to knowing exactly how things works in your place. So you don't are limited in this box. And the perfect example for that was the creating the festival. The people from the region, the culture people, not the money people, they said, it's ridiculous, this project, it's too big, it's Switzerland, there is no money. And just, from the point of view from outside, Switzerland is a lot of money. But from their point of view, they just see, there is no money. And so it's this having this from abroad also, being in other contexts. And sometimes it makes you think a bit bigger, or mm-hmm. just more, sometimes also the dreaming, and not seeing the reality.
You were mentioning formal and non-formal times to actually share knowledge and know-how. Why is it useful to have these two types of times for you? And if you have other example, just please share.
So for example, last year, I bring a group of different acrobats. One was Valia, he was a Circus Next laureate in 2013. Jonathan Moss from UK, and Ethan Law, he lives in Prague, he's from States. And they had a residency in Split for 2 weeks, I think so. And they have this formal kind of presentation of their work in progress. It was in situ performance. They have an acrobatic workshop, But for most of my students, they have just a regular question for them. Like, they are really interested about the backgrounds and did they study, where did they study, how was the school, did it cost many money, a lot of money, and how's to be a circus artist. They want to know about this nomadic way of life, because my colleague and I are not so much touring. It's kind of a relationship with what we have in home. Like, Jakob has a wife and a child, and he's a guardian of his brother, so he's not able to be on the road for a long time. So we are not a proper example for them, what it's like to be a circus artist on the road. So they have like these questions that I don't want them only to hear it from me, because I don't have every possible experience. So I just want them to have a drink or to go on a beach and swim together and just to speak like friends, just to meet
them. Horizontal relationship.
Yeah, just to have a normal, informal way of communicating and spending time so they can connect, and maybe sometimes they will collaborate on some kind of project. And I see that on social media, that they are still in connection, they are liking each other, and I'm glad that they are in touch with them.
Do you guys want to add anything? No. You were mentioning before, Veronica, that you're happy, and I understand that. I completely agree that even if one person writes you an email, you're satisfied with it, because it's not about the quantity, but about the quality. However, since, and I'm saying this provocatively, since we're mostly funded by institutions, mostly public, but often also private, and how do you add value to what you do? How do you highlight what you do to your stakeholders? Mm-hmm. Which are not only the founders. I mean, you have different type of stakeholders. You have the media you were talking about. So how, if you are having only one student, do the media in Croatia would really like you or not? How do you make them like you? And in the idea of circulation and knowledge again.
That's, wow, a huge question. Try to like organize the answer, because concerning the institutions, all the institutions I'm working for. But talking about Circeon and the Library and Research Center, concerning Circeon, which is the huge organization, well, in terms of Czech Republic, not in terms of Europe, big circus organization in Czech Republic that does many activities such as residency, workshops, classes, I don't know, evening projections of videos, also Research Center. And we also have our magazine, online magazine about circus with the articles from all the Europe. But the research center and the library is, be honest, it's not sexy at all for media and for even for the, I know, public funders that gives us money to support us. It's interesting, it's unique, but in general, the research and studies still in Czech Republic seems to me doesn't have a huge value, especially focused on circus. It could be interesting. They can say, wow, research center and library circus. Well, the first question will be, why? Is it that huge topic that you need a library and research center for it? Mm-hmm. And are there people who are interested in it? Yeah, not much. But it's becoming more and more interesting for them. And, well, it's our work, yeah, our work to promote it, to tell them, well, find a way how to do it. Yeah, there are tools, articles, radio, television, and you're right, it's not easy and it's not the satisfaction is not big enough at the moment.
And does European/international circulation or connection helps you to have a leverage on your national context?
Well, the leverage of national context to promote the fact.
Yeah, the fact that you're connected, does it help or does it?
Well, it helps on the international level. So the other people from other countries, it's interesting, know that we have the research center. So I have sometimes more emails from abroad asking me about the documents, the information and stuff than from Czech Republic, which is interesting because yeah, we are well connected with other research centers and libraries. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, even in Czech Republic, we have the connection of SIBMAS, which is the, well, you know it, libraries and research centers focus on performing arts. Mm. So we are well connected, but still it seems like maybe we have to find a way how to promote the idea, let's do the research about circus more, the real one, the artistic research. Maybe we will find a way because it seems like maybe next year we will organize a huge conference focused on circus with cooperation with Canadian University Concordia. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this could help with all the medias, with connection with the festivals and all the universities and academies.
Because I'm saying this as an example, next week there's going to be a big conference in Portugal, a fresh event, and the fact that such a big conference comes to a country where street arts are booming, but they're still on, you know, their structuring level, it's lower than in other countries, it accelerated all the discussions at the policymaker levels with ministers. So suddenly they are interested, they talk about it, they're going to do actions. And so you realize that the fact that a local festival that is fighting, the fact that it's connected with the through mobility, with the European international context, it helps the local context. That's why I was saying.
Maybe
that.
I would like to add something. Until now, Circeon was focused on creation, teaching, residences to meet artists, to go abroad, to bring the knowledge, focus on maybe this kind of activities. And now we realize it's maybe the time to focus more on research because we see abroad, this is the experience we bring from abroad, that artistic research is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And we are now able to connect with other partners from abroad to start something like that really strongly in Czech Republic. And maybe the conference next year, if it happens, hopefully it will, could help to bring the attention on our activities from Ministry of Culture, City of Prague, stuff like that.
Well, we'll all help you, right? Antonia Roman, what does it inspire you to?
So Croatia has a lack of visionaries in among stakeholders and policymakers. For example, the performance that was awarded at the Laureate of Jeune Talent Cirque Europe didn't get any money from Ministry of Culture, City Council, or Regional Council. And as the last selection week was in Zagreb, they were aware of all the European people in Zagreb and all the artists, and when we were selected, the Ministry of Culture sent us a letter and it was published on all media. He's trying to congratulate us and like, yeah, woohoo, Croatia. But the important part when we really need money to prepare ourselves for the selection week, there was no support. And this is a repeating, so without any European recognition, it's really hard to work in Croatia. So yeah, it's always like that. You need to be first recognized by Europe and then by your own country, and it's terrible because you don't have any kind of support. And in the way, it's hard to be recognized by Europe if you are not recognized in your own country. Like if somebody is reading your European application and you cannot state that you are funded by Ministry of Culture, they are not going to take you for serious. So, and this is happening to us again because of the political situation. They are trying really to break down the whole independent art scene in Croatia and the civil organization. But yeah, we are fighting back because there is a lot of independent artists in Croatia. And we will see what will happen. Actually, we have local elections in 2 days. So it will be, it's going to be interesting next week.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it will be really helpful for us if CircusNext get the European platform funding, because we are now a platform member. So I think it's going to be a great branding for us to be a part of a European platform that is funded by a European Union. So, yes. Yeah.
And do you think that the newer generation will benefit from all the fights that you have won?
Yeah, because I forgot to tell you that actually we are funding by a government foundation for contemporary art, and it's a big funding, and it's lasting until 2020. So it's strange, but for us it's easier to get recognized by the most important contemporary art funding in Croatia than by a city council.
Okay. That's interesting.
The question was, how do you justify the traveling somehow?
No, it's not...
to bring it back.
You know, you come back, you are transformed, you transform other people, but then if you want to keep this rolling, you know, you will need to actually... How do you talk about it to actually keep the mobility happen for you, for yourself and for your community? And since we have...
The stakeholders and things. Yeah. Somehow, with the festival, it's quite easy because there is a visible result. But two weeks ago, it was quite funny. I met the president of the curatorium, that's the professional supporting for arts in the region, and he has seen the program, and he was asking just one question. Did you have seen all this? So then you see also a bit the different realities and sometimes how far it is also away. Or how... But in a certain way, I don't have the feeling I have to convince for this. I take it just as I do it like this, so.
That's good, you're lucky. We have very little time, so if you have one final word, like, or if you don't, it's fine, but if you have, it should be 10 seconds. Otherwise, we can open the floor to questions, so we have 10 minutes for questions and answers. Are you fine with it?
Yeah.
So, up to you. Audience, we're back. From our little therapy session. So if you have any questions, if any remarks or anything that you would like to add, please, now it's your opportunity. And if you don't take it, it's your loss. Oh, Marie.
It's more a remark, I guess, than a question. But I find very interesting, particularly the example of Czech Republic, and particularly also the example of Croatia, how mobility experience can also bring some. It's what I try to mention as well. This question of argumentation to advocate for more support for the sector in your home country, and in a way, it's also a way to tackle this question of hypermobility of the artists who need to go abroad to make a living. So, if the conditions are better in the home country, you know, it's a way to tackle this. Maybe the question is more for Antonia. Maybe through one example, maybe the question is a bit challenging, but how can you name, for instance, an example when you talk to founders or policymakers? Also some example, how do you refer to good case practice in other countries in order to try to convince them to eventually implement that in Croatia, maybe not tomorrow, but you know, in the long term? Because sometimes also the feedback, and it's in one of the meetings I mentioned in Charleroi, they say that sometimes to refer to other example of support can be a bit counterproductive, because they will say, oh, for instance, if you take the example of France, from outside, France is like the dream country because we have public funding and whatsoever. So they will say, oh yeah, but France is so different that we cannot really much apply that in our country. And as you say, the idea is not to apply everything, but to take maybe some of the ingredients that eventually can be implemented in a new policy or in a new organization which can support the sector?
Thank you for a question. I did a bit of magic. I find a trick. There is a youth council of city of Split, and I'm a president of it. So they have to speak with me. And then I speak about art. And then I talk with them about different possibilities and how a little change can have a huge impact. So, for example, they didn't have any grants on a city level for international travel. And I told them just to, they have money, but they are putting it in different kind of ways. And I just told them you need not so many, not a big budget to tell artists it's easier now to travel abroad. And now there is, it's like, 30,000 euros per year, and it's open during the all year, so you can apply for it, and usually you got it. And what I also do, that I'm really involved in the independent art scene in Split and in Croatia, and then we are really trying and using every possible way to speak with the stakeholders, and to change things. So even this foundation that for contemporary art on a government level is a bottom-up project that started 6 years ago. So there is that kind of different projects and lobbying and advocating for a change. Of course, it's hard to really speak about contemporary circus. I speak mostly about contemporary art because there is too few circus artists in Croatia to have a big voice. But we are really making a difference for a contemporary art in Croatia in general. And we are really loud and boring when things are bad. For example, last year, we had a fascist as a minister of culture. Maybe even you heard it because it was all media, and we asked for international help. And they really tried to cut the fundings for art. So we were really loud. We were on the streets protesting about him being elected as a minister of culture. And in the end, we won. Mm. He's not the minister of culture anymore. And he's not even a very important person in that right party anymore. So it's a win for us. And also what I'm trying to do with the Ministry of Culture, that in Croatia, the circus art is not an art. It's an amateur skill. Yeah. And what I'm arguing with them, and I also won, that I didn't want to be seen in an amateur project funding, so they put me in an innovative performing art. So all the circus is now in innovative performing art, and it's also in a way just a way to put a circus art in a better position than as an amateur skill. So there is different kind of advocating, protesting, and speaking as a youth council president with them.
I add something. Well, we are in a bit different situation in Czech Republic. Circus, well, is recognized, contemporary circus recognized as an art and became very popular. So now Ministry of Culture, City of Prague, which has lots of money to support culture, recognizes contemporary circus. The thing is, the tool how to advocate for it, we realize and we learned abroad with Circeon to advocate together with other institutions and organizations. Sometimes it's hard to explain all of the Czech institutions and companies. Let's do it together because we are going to be stronger like that. But the big help is Arts and Theatre Institute in Prague that advocates very well with the Ministry of Culture in some cases. And what is also good to do it together with other festivals. And when the Ministry of Culture and City of Prague, with lots of things are happening, especially in Prague, see that people likes it and maybe they could have been seen like, yeah, you know, all the politicians and policymakers can be seen like supporting something that helps. So working together, advocating together, that's the tool that works.
Merci beaucoup. Merci.